You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
For some people, it's the place where they were born. For others, the place they went to college, fell in love. For Jane Byron, it's the city of Camden, New Jersey.
This is where I bought my first house, where I had my first child, and heard my first gunshots. Camden, the city Walt Whitman dreamed was invincible, and the city I tried to help rebuild. Camden, the city where children live and dreams die.
Takeaway listener Jane Byron sent us those poignant lines in response to our invitation for you to be a part of a project for National Poetry Month around the simple words, "This is where," with the hashtag "This is where," and in collaboration with our friends down in Miami at WLRN, we're collecting poems beginning with the words, "This is where," from all over. For Jane Byron, Camden is a place she can no longer live in, but it's also a place she can never say goodbye to.
Well, I grew up right outside of Camden, but it could have been 3 hours away. I grew up in a town called Oakland, New Jersey, which was about maybe 6 miles from Camden. And I had little contact with Camden growing up, but my mother was born and raised there. And she had great fond memories of the shipyards and RCA and the workers and her father and all the neighbors and her cousins. So I grew up hearing about a Camden that bore no resemblance to the Camden that I grew up knowing.
And the Camden you saw was filled with, and I'm just going back to my own memories of Camden, having been there a few times, liquor stores, buildings with no windows.
Right.
Vacant buildings.
And of course, prostitutes and drugs and needles and syringes and trash everywhere. And small children out on the streets just left to their own devices. That's kind of what I grew up with. But I also grew up with parents who were very active in the civil rights movement. And so Camden was also a place that we would go to and see this other side where there were political activists and priests. And I went to the Sacred Heart Church, where Father Michael Doyle has been the Monsignor for a gazillion years. So I had these two sites of Camden, what came across on the Channel 6 News, and then what I saw through my parents' political activities, and then through the church that we often went to.
You heard your first gunshots in Camden. When? Where?
In the back alley of the house that I gutted and rehabbed. My daughter was probably a year old, maybe two at the most at the time. And there was, some shouting in the back alley, and then I heard gunshots, and then there was nothing.
The city you say you tried to help rebuild.
My mother was an early pioneer in Camden, where there was a historic district. And I was living in Los Angeles at the time when she bought a house in Camden, of all places. And so I came back to the East Coast in 1984, and I saw the beautiful home that she built. So I bought a house on the same street where my mother lived for $11,000 in 1985. And I got a HUD loan for $38,000. Because $38,000 even then couldn't do a total gut rehab. I did a lot of the work myself and would tear down the plaster and lath and pack it up in bags and drag it to the curb for trash day each week. So that was my part of rebuilding. First of all, moving in and trying to have a stable presence and taking one trashed house and rebuilding it into a home for my daughter and me.
Walt Whitman, you write, dreamed that Camden was invincible, and it sounds like you discovered a city that was everything but.
Yes, especially in that time. I do think that perhaps it is a different story since I am not right there next to it, but I do know it's still absolutely crime-ridden. But there are things that my mother tells me that are going on where hope springs eternal for many.
What was it that caused you to say, you know what, I've had enough?
Well, actually, it was a happy thing. I was a part of a story for the university magazine. I worked at UMDNJ. And my husband, my now husband, was sent to photograph me and my daughter in our home. He came, we met, and we just connected very early and completely. And He lived in Morristown, and I love it up here. I really do. And when you have a child who is preschool age, it wasn't a tough decision. Camden, Morristown. Camden, Morristown. I think I'll go for Morristown.
I mean, for as close as those two places are, they are extreme opposites.
Yes, they are. It's 93 miles, and it's 93,000, miles in terms of experience.
If I were to show up at your address where you formerly lived in Camden, what would I see?
A parking lot. There were three homes out of, I guess, the 10 or 12 on the block that were lovingly restored by my mother, myself, and one of our neighbors. And then the rest were kind of tragic messes and boarded up some. And so it's an entire block of a parking lot.
You know, it sounds like from your poem that, you know, regardless of how disillusioning it was to be in Camden on some level, you retain a lot of affection for the place.
I do. And I think you can't literally peel the walls off with your hands with a baby in a backpack and not have fondness. There was a lot. I get emotional. It was a lot of hard work. And I am a dreamer.
Jane Byron now lives in Morristown, New Jersey, even though part of her heart remains in Camden, New Jersey. Next Wednesday, another poem from you. So here's how you can participate. In verse or in a few lines, describe a place that is important to you. It must include the phrase, "This is where." Tweet it to us using the hashtag, #ThisIsWhere, all one word, or submit it to us online at thetakeaway.org. If you're in South Florida, be sure to tweet it to @WLRN to be entered into their poetry contest this month. WLRN has been picking 10 of their favorite poems each week. Eduardo Lees of Miami writes this poem about North Beach, or Nobe, in Miami. "This is where I walked with nothing, unemployed, Walgreens bathing suit, where I later splashed full of love and peaches. I go, it's there, no questions, no answers, vast ocean, open winds, the roundness of the earth. I am just feet in the sand, I could be foam, the beach to be alone, breathe, to be together, laugh, to be in love, kiss, to dream with clenched fingers, the beach to bury your head in the sand, or have the courage to do cartwheels." Send us your poems about the places that matter to you. The hashtag is, once again, "This is where."
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.